Fleming's right-hand rule. It's basically used for the generators. It shows the direction of the induced current when a conductor attached to a circuit moves in a magnetic field. It can be used to determine the direction of current in a generator's windings. When a conductor such as a wire is attached to a circuit, then it moves through a magnetic field. Then an electric current is induced in the wire due to the Faraday's law of induction. The current in the wire can have two possible directions. Fleming's right-hand rule gives when the direction of the current flows. The right hand is held with the thumb, index finger, and middle finger mutually perpendicular to each other at right angles. The thumb is pointed in the direction of the motion of the conductor relative to the magnetic field. The first finger is pointed in the direction of the magnetic field. By convention, it's the direction from the north pole, north magnetic pole to south magnetic pole. Then the second finger represents the direction of the induced or generated current within the conductor from positive to negative. That is plus to minus the terminal with lower electric potential to the terminal with the higher electric potential as in a voltage source. The FBI is another mnemonic way to remember the rule, standing for force, that is F, or otherwise motion. B, the symbol for a magnetic field, the magnetic field, and I is the symbol for current. The subsequent letters correspond to subsequent fingers, counting from the top, thumb, F, first finger, B, second finger, I. There is also a Fleming's left-hand rule for electric motors. The appropriately handed rule can be recalled from the letter G, which is in the right, and generator. These mnemonics are named after a British engineer, John Ambrose Fleming, who invented them. An equivalent version of Fleming's right-hand rule is the left-hand palm rule.